So tonight's shiur is entitled "The Best Retweet Ever." This is not meant to be any approval for using Twitter. We have better things we could do with our time, but we all know what a retweet is. One person quotes something, sends it out on Twitter, and somebody else sees it, he likes it, so he sends it out. And he quotes the person who said it. And that's actually closely related to something famous from the Megillah. In the Megillah, really not in the Megillah, really in Pirkei Avos, the sixth parak of Kinyan Torah, it says there are 48 Kinyanim of Torah, of course, and it says the 48th Kinyan of Torah is Kala Imer Dava B'Shem Omro. Somebody who says something, and he, in the name of the person he heard it from, he quotes what he heard. So if you heard a nice kasha, a nice teretz, a Dvar Torah, you don't just say it like, oh, I have a Dvar Torah. You quote where you got it from. Well, that's called Omer Dover B'Shem Omra. And then the Mishnah, over there, the Brice over there, in the sixth parak says, Chalo Omer Dover B'Shem Omra, Mevi Geula Li'olam. He brings Geula to the world. Where do we learn that from? We learn that from the story in the Megillah. As the Brice quotes, V'Tamer Esther LaMelech B'Shem Mordechai. That Esther said it over to the king in the name of Mordechai. Let's just refamiliarize ourselves with the story we know very well. Mordechai is hanging out. Esther has already been chosen to be the queen. Mordechai is hanging out Bashar HaMelech, and he overhears big son Viseresh plotting and planning to kill Ahasuerus. Mordechai gets word to Esther to tell Ahasuerus that they're plotting to kill him. Sure enough, Esther goes into Ahasuerus and tells him the report that big son Viseresh will kill him, are planning to kill him, and they check out the matter, and indeed they get caught, and big son Viseresh get killed. And when Esther said it, very importantly, as we'll discuss tonight, she didn't just tell the king, you know, your life is in danger. She said, you know, I heard this from Mordechai. Mordechai, the guy who's Yoshev Bishar HaMelech, this is where I heard this from. Why was that of significance? It was of significance because this really was a fundamental piece and Hashgacha Pratis in the whole Megillah story. The scribes write down for that Mordechai saved the life of the king, and it gets put away, nothing happens. Years later, Haman comes around, the decrees and everything like that, and finally the Megillah turns. We sometimes, some people change the niggun a little bit. Balayla hu, nadad ashnas hamelech, the king couldn't sleep. And they bring the chronicles and they say, what happened? They said, oh, this Mordechai saved you. And Ahasuerus says, what happened? What did we do to reward him? They said, nothing. And then that is the turning point of the Megillah. Haman happens to be in the coming to actually ask to kill Mordechai, and he comes in. Next thing he knows, he's going to take Mordechai on the horse, etc., etc. His daughter dumps the stuff on him. The whole story, which we all know and love. But it turns out that those little two words that Esther added on, "Vatomer Esther LaMelech," was shame Mordechai, became critical, and in fact led to the Geula. That's the simple part of the story. Now, at first, we always hear this, and it sounds like a very nice idea. You know, you never know when quoting something from somebody will be helpful. If I quote something from somebody, maybe the person I'm talking to is going to one time, you know, oh, I quote from a certain Rav, and now the person knows that Rav, so he's going to think highly of him. Something else is going to happen. Somebody knows something. Oh, I heard this person. Oh, you know that person? I'm looking into a shidduch with that person, etc., etc. Lots of things can happen when we're talking, especially when we're talking positively for a change, about other members of Klal Yisrael. It's a wonderful thing. And that's how we typically understand this, and we in fact see that Hashgacha Pratis took place in the Megillah. Okay, that's one way to look at it, but let's go a little bit deeper tonight. One reason to look deeper, I think there's a question we could ask, which is, if that's what Omer Dover B'Shem Omro is, then why is this in the Memches Kinyanim of Torah? Why is it one of the things that you have to acquire to have the Torah? Okay, it's nice. It's a nice thing to do. So the Maral says a fascinating thing. Most of what I'm saying tonight is from the Maral. And he says that this little incident with Esther telling over the story, B'Shem Mordechai, was actually His words are, the Iker Hachana. That was the primary preparation needed, that Esther should be the salvation of Klal Yisrael, the one who helped save Klal Yisrael during the horrible decrees of Haman. Why? Let's explain. So there's a thought which we've heard in many places, in many contexts. One of the early sources is actually the Maharal. And he says that we know the story of Purim is a nes nister. It's hidden nisim. It's hidden for a number of reasons. Number one, it's hidden because we start off in Galus, and even though we end off in Galus, so the nisim happened while we were in Galus, while we weren't so close to Hashem. On account of that, we know that there were no nisim niglim. The nisim were not like the miracles of Mitzias Mitzrayim or even the miracles of Hanukkah. The nisim were not even, were only nisim when you put the whole story together. They were just hashkocha pratis. Every part of the story wasn't even necessarily good. Oh, Esther became the queen. That wasn't a good thing. Nobody thought that was good. Lots of things happening that nobody thought was good, and they all turned out to be amazing. So that's part of the nes nister. It wasn't nisim niglim. And finally, also famous that we know there's no mention of Hashem in the Megillah again, because this was all done b'derech Esther. It was done in hiding. He does point out the Maharal, there's actually a certain mila to that, even though on one hand we think of it as a little bit lesser miracle. It's not a nes nigla, but it's really a bigger nes, because it shows that even while HaKadosh Baruch Hu was distant from us, and even while we weren't in Eretz Yisrael, and even while we weren't doing the right thing, yet still HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not, chas v'shalom, leave Klal Yisrael to ever be wiped out. Good. What does it have to do with our Brisa that we're talking about? So he says an unbelievable pshat. He says like this. Let's put ourselves kaviyochel in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shoes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do this nes nister. He wants to perform these miracles for Klal Yisrael. And he wants that Klal Yisrael should learn the lesson that we call the lesson of Purim, which is that no matter how dire the straits look and whatever it seems like it's going to be not going to be good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his cheshbon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his plan. So he needs somebody to put this into action. Who's he going to put into action? I mused that perhaps what would happen if the person would be, you know, our president, who we have a lot of HaKadosh HaTov to, our present president, Donald Trump. He's done a lot of good things for Israel and for the Jews, and it's fine. But just imagine the press conference after Hashem would perform a miracle through Donald Trump. Right? We can be rest assured that the press conference would go something along the lines of, so I did this, and I did that, and I saved this, and I saved the other thing, and because I had this plan, we did this thing. That's what we would surely expect. Now, if that would have happened by Purim, let's put that into Purim's terminologies. What would that be? Maybe Esther could have come after the Megillah, and she could have said, you guys know about the decree. I'm the one who killed Haman. Look what I did for you. I killed Haman. I got Haman killed. And I managed to save you all. And, I don't know what should happen for me, but something amazing should happen for me. You guys are forever indebted to me. That surely would have been easy to do for Esther. But she didn't do it, and you know what? Hashem knew she wouldn't do it. How did Hashem know? Because Hashem saw this already by the story we started with. Put yourselves back in Esther's shoes for a second by Bigson Viseresh. She's coming in to save the king's life. The king's life is in danger, and now she's coming with the news that she's going to save the king, who happens to be her husband. You would think this would be a ideal time. You know, Mordechai and the king have no relationship. Why would Esther need to tell Achashverosh that Mordechai said this? Why not take the credit for herself? Surely it would do good for whatever she wanted, for whatever aspirations she had. The king would be forever indebted to her. And yet, Esther didn't do that. Esther said it b'shem Omro. That indicates something about Esther. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that if he would utilize Esther to be the salvation of the Jews, that would accomplish the goal of teaching us the lesson, of Esther coming and teaching us the lesson that everything really comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Had it been in somebody lesser's hands, that might not have been the lesson that came ringing clear. And that is why Esther was chosen for this, because of this tremendous schus. And now we can go back to the other question we asked, which I think is important. You know, we said, what's this doing in the Memches Kinyanim? Why is it in the 48 ways to acquire Torah? The answer is because a person who could say something b'shem Omro is actually doing something very important. He's being humble. He's not taking the credit. You know, sometimes you heard a kasha, your Rebbe says a kasha in the shir, and you have a teretz to say. And you heard the teretz somewhere else. You could say the teretz in shir. All the guys are going to think, you know, you're the best guy in shir. It's going to be great for you. You know, your Rebbe's going to think highly of you. You got a better chavrusa. All the moraheters in the world. Why? Do I really have to quote who said it? You know, I said it in shir. You know, no. That indicates how we're learning Limud HaTorah. That indicates how we understand that we're really just connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I can say it over. I can be an anav. I can be humble, and I can say, "Oh, I didn't. This is not my own thought. I heard this from somewhere else." That is actually something that we, when we say something over in somebody else's name, we are doing that, and that is actually what Esther managed to do with what we've coined tonight, the best retweet ever. That by those two simple words that she added at the end of the statement, "Vatomer Esther Lamelech v'shem Mordechai," that in fact led to the entire salvation of Klal Yisrael and to the entire lessons of Neis Nistar, and that Kadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. Everybody should have a Freilich and Purim, and we should always be zoicha to recognize the Nisim that Kadosh Baruch Hu does for us.